Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 3 of the Carter Hunt podcast. I'm your host, Carter LaCourte. We have some minor news in Major League Baseball today. First, I know this is the third Major League Baseball episode, and if you're looking for some hockey content, we do have some content and an interview, and a very exciting interview coming tomorrow. So just stay tuned either tomorrow or the next couple days. It's coming soon, so stay tuned for that. For baseball today, we have about 3 or 4 things to talk about on today's show. Once again, I'm just going to keep it kind of short. And we're going to start off with the Kansas City Royals, since they have 2 big factors of news coming out today. And you probably have heard of both, especially the first one with Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs quarterback, becoming a part-time owner of the team. Big news for the Royals. And overall, it's a pretty big win for them. It doesn't seem like a publicity stunt. It's Mahomes, whose dad, of course, played in the major leagues, just being part of a baseball team. It definitely does help publicity-wise. The Royals aren't a very well-known major league baseball team compared to squads like the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Red Sox, even the Astros now because of the cheating scandal and the World Series win are much more well-known than the Royals, even though the Royals just won a World Series 5 years ago, and we'll talk about a big part of the opponent of the Royals, that 2015 World Series, in a couple of seconds. But overall, for the deal, sheds light on the Royals, which is cool. And Mahomes is young, he's a star, he's very famous, and I think he's probably the second most known athlete behind LeBron James. And I know soccer, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, those are the only 2 soccer players I can name, but internationally are more famous. But I'm talking in America, LeBron first, Mahomes second. Those are the 2 most popular. Fortunately, Mike Trout's not up there. Connor McDavid, those guys should be up there, but sports aren't as popular. So going back to the second news surrounding the Royals, that is Matt Harvey signs a minor league deal with the club. Harvey was on the Mets. He was the Mets ace when the Royals beat them in the 2015 World Series. And that was Harvey's really last great season. Of course, he blew the game in the World Series where he shouldn't have been out in the 9th inning, and he was. After that, it's been completely different for Harvey. In 2015, he had a 2.71 ERA in 29 starts. He's only 31 years old right now, which is insane to think about. But after that, he had, and I'm going to try to pronounce this right, thoracic outlet syndrome surgery, which is the same thing that Chris Archer, the Pirates, just had. So hopefully Archer returns better than Harvey did, but surgery that's very hard to return from performance-wise, and a lot of guys struggle after returning from it, and Harvey's really the poster child for that. And Harvey was a free agent after last year. He's with the Los Angeles Angels, 12 starts for them, 7.09, earned an average 5.9, strikeout per 9. That is not good at all. Easily his worst season. And after having a surgery and after the game where he blew it for the Mets, Harvey's best earned run average in the season, full or not, is 4.86, which is the next season, 2016. And that's over 2 runs more than his 2015 numbers. He could, definitely could, make a way into the Royals rotation this year. Although, if he's going to make the team, which is unlikely ever this year, would be probably because of some injuries or positive tests. The Royals have already dealt with that a little bit. But the rotation, it's possible. It's largely inexperienced for Kansas City. They have guys like Brad Keller and Danny Duffy at the top, Mike Montgomery, Jorge Lopez in the middle, but at the end, Glenn Sparkman, Foster Griffin. It's not really the best. And I think it's worth putting a flyer on the Harvey over those guys if Harvey can earn his way on. I know they have younger guys like Kyle Zimmer, who used to be a top prospect, and Brady Singer, who is their top prospect right now, at least their top pitching prospect. So Harvey could easily sneak in, although Singer could debut this year if the Royals want him to. Obviously, the Royals are in a very rebuilding stage, so it's a good decision by Harvey. He's a good team to go to if he wants to pitch this year. While I'm in post-production editing of this podcast, just some news for you and an update on this Royals situation. The Royals did just place two starters that I mentioned in Mike Montgomery and Foster Griffin on the IL with injury-related problems, so that could lead to Harvey pitching much sooner for the Royals this year. And back to the podcast. But Harvey is not the most interesting pitcher who will be switching teams very soon or in the next couple of days, because the Braves have designated Mike Foltynewicz for assignment. And Foltynewicz was 19th overall in 2010 by Houston, which was only 12 picks after Harvey was drafted by the Mets, to put that in perspective. And he was acquired in 2015 for Atlanta by Evan Gattis in a deal that had multiplayers, but Gattis was the most known player. And Foltynewicz for the Braves, 2 years ago, 2018, he was their ace. 2.85 earned run average, 202 strikeouts. He started game one in the playoffs, and he was their guy. High 90s fastball, it averaged 96.5 miles an hour, and it seemed like he was a budding star last year. I know injuries played a part in that, but he just fell off. 4.54 earned run average, only 21 starts. Fastball went down to an average of 95 miles an hour, which is still good, but that's drop off of 1.5 miles an hour compared to the previous season. And the good news is Foltynewicz, at the end of the year, in September, he had 5 starts and he got better. 1.50 ERA, and that was topped up by an 8-inning shutout gem versus the Giants, allowing just 3 hits. He was the starter in a decisive game in the playoffs against the Cardinals. But unfortunately, things haven't gone well for Foltynewicz. While coming back for this season, his velocity was down, and yesterday was his first start of the year against the Tampa Bay Rays, and it did not go well. His fastball averaging under 90 miles an hour at 89.3, topping out at just 92.9 miles an hour, which, if that was his average, would be a huge drop-off from the average year before, but that's his high. So the velocity's down, stuff's there, and the Braves are showing they're not messing around. They are going for it all. They need to win. In a shortened season, everything matters. You'll hear it 9 million times this year, but that's important. And you can't have a guy with his velocity all the way down, allowing 6 earned runs in 3 1/3 innings against a team like Tampa Bay, who, I mean, they're good, but still, 6 earned runs, that's not good at all. Braves are sending a sign showing they're not going to mess around. They called up Chad Sabatka today. And for Foltynewicz, what's the next step? I think he's worth a flyer for about 29 teams, especially in the bullpen. I don't think he's a starter for most teams, especially after his recent struggles and with his velocity down. But if that velocity gets up, his slider is a pitch that I think a lot of teams could abuse in the bullpen. It was so good in 2018. Had a whiff rate of over 30% last year and 2018. I think a team like the Yankees or the Rays, who just blew out Foltynewicz, could definitely pick him up. But the first team who has the first dibs on him, if it goes to waivers, the Miami Marlins. And I've tried to shy away from COVID talk because you don't really want to talk about that. But the Marlins, obviously, they have had an outbreak on their team, a lot of players getting sick, and they just recently claimed Justin Schaefer and Josh Smith from the Reds, who the Reds just DFA'd a couple days ago. Foltynewicz could be next. He's a great pickup if they want him. Also, another Eastern team that could want Foltynewicz is the Red Sox. Of course, their starting rotation has completely dropped off, and they've picked guys up. Like, I know they recently claimed Robert Stock, who's a reliever, though, off the Phillies waivers, but he's definitely worth a flyer, Foltynewicz is, and Stock, who can throw hard. But I think that he will get picked up on waivers, and I'd be very, very surprised, even though his contract's a little bit high, that Foltynewicz would pass through waivers. And I see it as a 0% chance that he ends up in a week on the Atlanta Braves. So I think any day now he'll change teams. Look out for that. I'm sorry, Braves fans, if you liked Mike Foltynewicz, his 10 years over, and I think you guys have already accepted that. Another Eastern team in the Braves and Marlins division that I mentioned earlier is the New York Mets. And they also had a minor transaction today. They signed a catcher to a minor league deal, being Bruce Maxwell. With all the kneeling, the racial movement, Maxwell in 2017 was actually the first MLB player to kneel during the national anthem. which was highlighted because his father was a veteran. Maxwell was with the A's for 3 years in the major leagues, although he hit bottom with an aggravated assault charge and arrest in October 2017, so after the Neil, a couple months later. For the Mets, he could be the fourth catcher if he can win out that spot with guys like Wilson Ramos, Thomas Nito, and Rene Rivera ahead of him. Those guys, he's not going to be able to pass them. But if either those guys or multiple of those guys get hurt or sick, you could see Maxwell step in or at least be on the taxi squad. But overall, I think it is pretty unlikely that we'll see him. He is a lefty bat, which is pretty valuable for a catcher. You don't see that too often. But he's not really the best hitter. If you look at his stats over the last 3 years, or not the last 3 years because he didn't play in 2019, over his 3 years career, 2016 and 2018, all with Oakland, 240 average, 661 OPS, 5 home runs in 127 games played. So he's definitely not a great hitter at all. So I think it's a valuable pickup as a minor league deal. Low risk. There's not much going into it. The Mets could easily drop him whenever they want. So I don't think he'll make the team. I think he has definitely less chance of playing this year. A guy like Harvey or wherever Fultonevich goes. Definitely think it's a notable signing for the Mets to talk about. So that is it for this episode of the Carter Hunt Podcast. We have some more episodes coming soon in the next week, couple weeks. But for now, thanks for listening and bye, guys.